Tech Tuesday music, Bill. It is a Tuesday, and it's a Tech Tuesday. On the line with us right now is CNET senior editor Bridget Carey. Bridget, how are you?
I'm doing really good because my life is at one speed right now. And I don't know if you've heard, but Netflix might be changing some settings so you can watch life in 2x speed or watch your movies like at 1.5 times the speed.
Why would they do that, Bridget?
Why would anyone do that?
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, we have a columnist here at CNET named Claire, and she wrote, "It is what we deserve. It is the grim new TV hell we deserve because we just want to keep binging all these shows. And Netflix is not necessarily, you know, going to make this a feature, but they are testing it. I mean, someone in the company thought it was a good idea to at least test it. Right now, if you like are watching something on YouTube, you can always have it at a little bit of a faster speed. Or people do this with podcasts too. They kind of want to digest the news, and it sounds just a little bit faster, right? But when you're watching a movie, when you're watching a show, there's pacing. There's an art to this. Stop it. We don't need to be, like, you know, gulping it down, you know, so fast. So I hope it doesn't actually become a real feature. And it might, if it is a feature right now, it might just mean me be on phones. I just don't see the purpose for it when it comes to entertainment versus maybe, like, a tutorial on YouTube on how to fix your toilet. You know, you just want to skim it fast.
Bridget, I don't know if you're aware of this, but years ago they developed this system by which, and they did this, they did it here at WGN Television. We were one of the first ones to do it. If you were watching a rerun of the show, they figured out a way to sell more ad time to add another commercial break. So when characters on the show were not talking to each other, but just simply moving, like let's say you were watching the Dick Van Dyke Show and Rob Petrie was moving from one end of the living room to the other, they would speed that up. Not the dialogue parts, but just the motion parts. That way they could sell another commercial or two, you know?
Are you kidding?
Squeeze another 20 seconds in there. Wow,
yeah.
You're teaching me things. I never knew that.
Yeah. But you could only notice it if you were looking for it, but you'd be watching a show and you'd say, that's so weird that every time anyone does anything like walk or just does an action, it's happening so fast, but that's why. They figured out a way to sell more.
You know, it really just is a commentary on the problem we have right now with the streaming wars kicking up. Okay, on Friday, Apple's new streaming service that goes against Netflix is going to be launching. And a few more weeks, you got the Disney Plus one launching. And so really, you're having this time where there's just too much content and not enough time in the day, right? That's always the problem. So when we, you know, like, how do you have appointment television anymore? You don't. You binge everything. But they're all kind of fiddling with the formula to see what works and what doesn't. I think it's just a big experimentation time because everyone's throwing all their big stars and all this money into streaming. We as consumers, we're getting some good programs out of it if you can keep track of it all.
But wouldn't you think that the people that are responsible for making these products, the directors, the writers, the producers, wouldn't they be a little upset because it's altering their vision of what their product is?
They just want viewers.
Oh, I don't know if you saw it. Judd Apatow, was tweeting like, "No, do not do this." You know, he used some choice words that I shouldn't say on air, but yeah, he was very adamant about how this is pretty much the worst thing you can do.
Yeah,
to mess
I
with
agree.
The director and writer.
I've been really enjoying the new Watchmen series, and two different views at home. I would like them all to drop at one time, like Stranger Things did, because then I can choose when I want to watch it. My husband was saying, no, I like to have some anticipation waiting for it. But now there is a lot of pressure to watch the things you want to watch, but I can't imagine people watching something at 1.5 times the speed. Listening is different if you're right. You want to get through some kind of instructional thing, but to enjoy it, we're not able to enjoy it then. I'm not for it.
I mean, who's cramming like overnight, like a whole season, so they can catch up on something?
Yeah,
like priorities, people, priorities.
All right, so Apple AirPods are a thing, and I think people look really goofy. I think it looks better if you have the cord, but now there's an Apple AirPods Pro. What is so professional about it?
They look like little hair dryers in your ears.
Yes, they do.
And these little ear dangler earbuds are wireless, and they now are going to have different little accessory foam pads so they'll fit in more ear shapes. At least that's what they're saying. And also it has noise canceling. I don't know if you are familiar with how noise canceling works, but these are the first Apple-made earphones to feature like a noise-isolating design with these silicone ear tips, and also will have noise cancellation.
There's already a lot of people that I think it's illegal to wear these when you're driving. But without,
oh, is it? Yeah.
I think so. But yeah. With the cords in, I just think we're going to be all running into each other,
right.
Walking and on yep. bikes. And my husband puts them on when I like to talk. So noise canceling might be a plus for
him. Yeah.
And is Fitbit still a thing? Do people still wear Fitbits? I'm not seeing people wear them. It's more like the Apple Watch.
You know, it depends on what you're doing it for. I think a lot of people who have just a desire for tracking their activity and keeping it only that, like I just want to track my running. Some people like the Fitbit. Fitbit actually has a watch-type design if you want to go. There's many different flavors and models of Fitbit. It's not just a simple, like, oh, I ran up 30 flights of stairs or whatever people do who are fit. I don't know. I'm not fit. I don't know what fit people do. But, yeah, Fitbit's pretty much the number one competitor, I think, when it comes to versus the Apple Watch when people are really deciding. I mean, Samsung's got watches, too, but you kind of, people tend to gravitate more towards either like a Fitbit type of design or an Apple Watch.
All right. Well, it's a Tech Tuesday. She's the CNET senior editor over at CNET. You can go to CNET.com, follow her on social media. Bridget Carey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bridget. Take care.
Maybe next week we can talk to her in 1.5 times as fast and get more information.
I honestly think that's the worst idea.
I agree.
I know technology is always changing and supposedly making things better, but to speed everything up like that, that's not good.
News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.